2 weeks ago, we started our two-part series on discernment. And we predominantly looked at our personal relationship with God and how we can discern his voice, how we need to be attentively listening for what he is doing and what he is saying, and then we can move into action when he tells us to do things, and we're called to be obedient. And that message is available. We have a podcast and YouTube, so feel free to check that out. But that's predominantly what we talked about. And to follow that up, and to me, like, if you're going to do a two-part message, my favorite thing, if you're going to ever, you might, when one's like about your relationship with God, the second one has to be about people. Because Jesus says the greatest commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, as the second one. It's like that one. And so I really feel like that discernment, that God's speaking, that God's voice comes out through people each and every day. People in our lives every single day. And so as I started to think about that, about hearing from other people, I started to think about how like, if you know Jesus, there's a good chance God is speaking through you. There's a good chance God has spoken through you. In 1 John 4:11 and 12, it actually says this: beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. So he talks about this idea, how like love, and we start loving one another, but we haven't seen God. But because God abides in us, when we're with each other each and every day, you get to see Jesus in fellow believers. You get to see him come out of them. And seeing Jesus and hearing words that they say that sound like what Jesus would say, sometimes is hearing what Jesus would say. It might be a little dim or a little blurry at times, but God speaks through people. And I know last time we talked about how hearing God is more like God speaking to your soul, like speaking to your heart or your mind. There's not like an audible. When God speaks through someone, it is the most audible that I've ever heard God speak. It's the only time I've ever actually heard, like, I don't know how sound waves work, but sound waves channel through and hit my eardrums. And I was like, oh, whoa. And like something jumped in me. And I was like, oh, that was God speaking. And so as we start to look at this, we're going to look at some different ways that God speaks through people. And so he's speaking through those who know him and love him, but he can also speak through anyone. In the Old Testament, he speaks through a donkey. So like when I mean anyone, I mean anyone and anything. But the first one that I came to is God speaks directly to us. So that could be that when we're thinking about something, or maybe we haven't thought about something, someone comes and says, hey, you came to mind, and like I feel like God might be telling me to tell you something along these lines. Does that make any sense? And I've had times where people say that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And there's some times where you'll hear things, and you'll get to share them with people, and God shared it with you. And it's like, I'm going to get to be the audible voice of God. Now, we don't want to get prideful about that. But it's exciting to hear from God and to tell our friends. And when it's our friends or close people to us, it's nice and easy, like as far as safety. And if it's something that's encouraging, worst case scenario, you get to encourage your friend. And then it's a really good godly thing to encourage people. When it's something harder, I think we need to be careful with it, and we need to say, hey, God's been telling me this. Does this mean anything, or am I way out of line? It's not that you're not confident about what you're asking them. It's that you're being sensitive and gracious that you might not be hearing 100% accurate. But then the second, and one that I think happens a lot more often, is like a direct, indirect hearing from God. So the direct ones are like the prophets who are like, Israel, you're doing all these bad things, but God's going to provide and like this. And then they do all these bad things and they're like, see, like that was exactly what I said. But the direct, indirect ones are when we hear God speak through a conversation. That when we're talking about something, maybe we're like unpacking something that we're struggling with, and we tell a friend that they say something wise or something that you know is like, whoa, there's something more than just that person saying that in those words. And a good example from the Bible is when Jethro talks to Moses in Exodus 18. It's his father-in-law, and Moses has been like slaving away, doing all this work, doing all this judgment. Then he's like, hey, you should get some people to help you. And Moses is like, oh, that's a good idea. And then they do it, and then the people are at more peace because they can spread it out, and Moses isn't doing it alone anymore. And so, like, a lot of the time, we hear kind of indirectly, it's not like a direct word from God that the person had, but it's something sparks up. And it can even come in conversations, I have found, with people that are just like regular people. We're all regular people. It can come from people who don't know Jesus. Is that Jesus is living in you and working in you, and then they can say something, it can spark your imagination for something that God wants to do in your life. And they just might say the right phrase. Or maybe that God is just like, I'm gonna speak through that person to you right now, and you better listen. And I know in my life there have been so many times in conversation where people have said something to me, and I was like, that was nice of them to say. And then I go home and I don't think anything of it. But one thing that's, I think, a common theme that we'll visit a couple times throughout the message is that we need to be reflecting on conversations and interactions with people, because God is speaking through people. So what about more than just words? What about through actions and service and circumstances? Because I totally think God is speaking in those situations as well. And actually, in Henry Nouwen's discernment book, he talks about this priest named Père Thomas. Père means father in French. And I'm Canadian, so, you know, French things. But he talks about how there's people that are signposts in our lives. He talks about people that a lot of the time are really close to us, whether it's our parents, close friends, or immediate family, which can either be a spouse, or it could be like the people in your community that you live with. And he talks about how they give signs which point to the inner life of God. And I know that in my life, I would not be standing in front of you today, I probably wouldn't have even went to college if it weren't for those signpost people, for my parents encouraging me, for my my close friends, and without them, I legitimately don't know if I would know Jesus. And so God's spoken through them so many times in my life, and so many times I didn't even notice it. And that's okay. It's okay to notice God speaking way in hindsight and then appreciate it and step forward boldly, more confidently, that he is speaking to you each and every day. Because while I'm sure there's a lot of people here that are like, I don't know if I've heard from God, like when I pray, like, you know, if you get down by your bed and put your hands together, like I try really hard and I think hard, but I don't know if I've heard him. But I think it might be a different thing entirely. I'm pretty confident that most people, if not all people here, would say, I think I've heard, maybe I've heard God speak through those close people in my life. And so don't ever underestimate those conversations. There's a lot of wisdom to be had in deep conversations with close friends and God speaking there. But then, Even further still, what about, so we got people that God might be speaking in conversations, or maybe it's, and maybe those people, it's in the way that they acted in your life. Maybe it's the way they served you. Maybe it's what you've seen them do, and they've modeled an amazing Christ-likeness. But I think there's even more to seeing God work through people than even that still. Don't get me wrong, those things are exactly, those are God speaking. But there's even more nuanced and subtle ways that God is speaking through relationships and through others around us. In Galatians 6, 8 to 10, it says this: those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. What Paul's saying is that when we focus on living in the flesh, that it's going to be death and decay. But when we focus on life in the Spirit, not in the physical world, but in the spirit world, when we focus on that, things are going to be good. God is going to move. But we shouldn't grow tired of doing good. And so I think that there's something being communicated when we serve as well. And now, to me, we just went on a mission trip. It's easy in my mind to be like, oh, you do a good thing, and you get to model Jesus to someone. You get to share the love of God with someone. And that's God speaking. That's the heart of God connecting with the heart of someone else. And we get to share God's love. Awesome, right? And I'm sure everyone has seen times when they've been served by someone and they've been like, whoa, that person really shared the love of God with me. That person served me in like an amazing way. And I know that God was working in that. But I think there's an even further level to service where we start to hear from God through us serving. It's not that we are just hearing from God and we're like, okay, God, I'm going to go do this thing. I'm going to go on this mission trip. And then you go and do the mission trip and you're like, oh, I'm like the voice of God. It's so good. It feels so good. Because let's be honest, it feels good to be productive. It feels good to do God's work. It feels good to make people smile on trips. But it's also important to know that when we're serving, a lot of the time we're also being spoken to through the people that we're ministering to. Ministering to the people that we're interacting with, the people that we're trying to help out. And further on the point kind of Galatians, I think, is in Hebrews 13, 1-3, it says, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. So it's kind of got a similar thing, right? Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. And so as we continue to love people, I think there's a further thing where we start to empathize with people, right? As we minister with people and to people, God speaks to us through our empathy. And he says, like what the author of Hebrews says here, he says, hey, if someone's in prison, like put your mindset in the place of someone in prison. If they're being mistreated, think about what it's like to be in that painful position. And we get immersed, and we get God speaking to us through our heart that is for people, but then that empathy also starts to speak back to us. The second verse talks about how there's those who have entertained angels. And I think there's a hiddenness to Jesus in those that we interact with each and every day, whether it's someone we're serving or someone we're reaching out to. We talked about earlier in the year, school year, about being made in the image of God and how all have been made in God's image. And it's been marred by sin. But those who know Jesus start to unveil more and more of that image. And I think That there's some connection through us being made in God's image and us connecting with people, that God starts to give us a heart for them and starts to speak back to us. That when I think of hidden nature in Scripture, there's two passages in the Gospel that just ring through my mind, and that's the way that Jesus kind of like sneakily walks along these two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And that story comes from Luke 24, and these two guys are walking, and this guy walks up behind them, and they start telling him, they're like, oh, what, you haven't heard about Jesus? And then he starts talking to them, and they're like blown away, and they are about to part ways, and they say, hey, come over for dinner. And he says, okay. And then he gives the blessing, the visitor, Jesus, and then breaks the bread, and they're like, whoa, it was Jesus the whole time. And I think it's amazing the way that they interacted with him and they invited him in. And there's like a hiddenness to Jesus. But then an even further time that we see Jesus' hiddenness in people is when Jesus is talking in Matthew 25. And he says there in the last days, there's going to be two sides. There's going to be sheep, and there's going to be goats, and they're going to be on the right and the left. And the sheep, I'm going to say, hey, whenever you clothed, you clothed me, and you gave me something to drink, and you fed me, and they're like, what are you talking about? I don't remember doing any of that. And then he says, whenever you did that to the least of these, you did that also unto me. Then he says to the goats, you didn't give me clothing, you didn't give me a drink, and you didn't feed me, and I don't know you. And the more that I think about that, the more that my heart breaks for those who don't know Jesus, but the more that it makes me want to serve each and every person that I interact with, it makes me want to go out and just do every single possible thing for everyone I encounter. Not only because they need to know Jesus, but also because I want to be one of the sheep. I want to serve in a way that I hear that. And I think there's ways that we do life and we're serving people that if we're doing like the hearing from God that we talked about last week and we start being obedient to God, it just becomes natural. It becomes part of who we are, is we start living out a life that looks like Jesus's and we start serving people. And on this last mission trip that we went on, we went to go serve some people, right? And I wanted I've been on trips. I know like okay, we're going there to learn a lot too, and to be spiritually fed, and but also serve. And so if you haven't heard about our LA trip, we the first. Big thing that we did was we drove on Sunday. We arrived on Saturday. Drove on Sunday for about 6 hours to Mesa, Arizona from LA, and we spent the night there. And then we helped this church get ready for their big Tuesdays that they've been having lately. And that's because they've been taking in asylum seekers. They've been taking in. They started taking in one bus from ICE. Now they've been taking two buses like pretty frequently, either every week or every other week. And up to the time that we had gotten there, they had taken 800 people in a 5 month span, because they just heard that they were getting dropped off at the Phoenix bus station and just to fend for themselves. So they started taking them in a couple other churches in the area, and We helped them get ready. They've been getting donations for clothing. So some people sorted all the clothing, and there were some other things that we did around their building. And then on Tuesday, which is the big day, they were like, it's going to be busy. You're going to be exhausted. It is going to be like probably nothing else you've ever done. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I was like mentally preparing. I'm like, I've got to get a solid 8. Didn't get that much, the many hours of sleep. But I was like getting ready for it. And like the buses arrived the next morning. And first of all, I know that God was speaking to our entire group when the people got off the buses, that just seeing these people that had been detained for some of them a week, some of them 2 weeks, some of them 3 weeks, and they hadn't gotten showers, and they barely got any meals, and it's just, it's really moving and heartbreaking, and I know that God was working in our group, and I was tearing up, and I was like, okay, God, like, I pray that we can love as best as we possibly can today. We actually have a picture of the ICE bus. They don't feel like they're even treated like people, the way that they come off the bus. I think there's a picture. Oh, yeah, right there. And see, like, that guy in the blue, he's not an official. He's the pastor at the church. He's an awesome dude. So these buses, they have blacked out windows. I don't know if they can see out. We definitely can't see in. And they pretty much just like get them off the bus. These people come in and they have literally one backpack to their name now. And they're seeking asylum because the majority of them are from gang-ridden areas in Guatemala. And they came off the bus. We had a service, and then we were supposed to be like, oh, after service, it's going to be big. And there were some people that got to do clothes sorting or giving out clothes to people. And then the majority of us were like, all right. And I literally was like walking around. I'm like a pacer. I actually have to stay, like, since when I started preaching, I'm like, okay, I have to stay 2 steps from my thing. Otherwise, I'll just do like this the whole time. And I was like pacing around the building like, okay, all right, give us something to do. And I just kept like going and seeing things. But we couldn't really like interact with the people because they didn't speak any English, and I don't speak any Spanish, and most of us didn't. I think maybe one or two people did in our group, and the other people were way too busy to interpret for us. So a couple people played soccer with some kids and some dads, but it was like, it was one of those things where, you know how I was saying, like, it feels so good to be productive and to do good things? It was like, it felt the complete opposite to that. It was like, I brought our group to a useless, like, yeah, the bus was moving, but like, God, what is going on? I just wanted to be able to serve these people. And I was confused because it felt like we were just kind of like, it was like, oh, it wasn't that busy. I had to run to Walmart 2 or 3 times for like a bunch of stuff because I drove the mega van. But like, that was it. And the next day, on Wednesday night, whenever we had got back to the LA area, I was praying about it, and I really felt like God spoke to me. And this is where our like reflection on our time with people and our time, our intimate time with God, can really like work together, I think. And I heard God say, he said, The way that you felt like kind of confused and not feeling like you were could do much and just were like sitting around is like a little glimpse into the experience these people have had up to this point trying to come into the country. And they're probably going to feel like that for a long time going forward. And I know that I'm so confident that was God speaking. And it was through going somewhere and serving that I heard God speak. It was through interacting with these Guatemalan people, but also in hearing God speak from the experience. My encouragement to you this week, and the application I think that we can do, is to never underestimate what God might be speaking to you in a situation or through an interaction with someone. Never underestimate how God might want to move you or tell you something. And be sure to reflect. Be sure to look back. Look back on your last week or maybe your last month and say, God, are there any significant interactions that I've had? Are there any times that you've been teaching me something or been speaking to me through an experience or through an interaction? And he'll start showing them to you. I've been praying about this all week, and then on my way here, so our special snack tonight, and we're having cereal after because that's what I wanted to have. And there's milk too. I went to go buy the cereal, right? And I was coming back from Wally World, and I'm driving back, and oh man, you guys, you might get behind these people in Brookings sometimes. I was going like 12 miles an hour on 17th Street the entire way to the church. And I was like, God. And then God's like, I'm teaching you patience. And I'm like, oh, why do I have to be speaking about this today? And so God can speak to you. Just be looking for him. Be on the lookout for how he is moving and working around you. Because maybe you haven't heard him in your individual prayer life too often. But he is speaking each and every day. And the more that you relate with him and invest with him and get to know him in his word and in your prayer time and through community, the more you're going to start to see him working all around you. The more you're going to get to do his work, but also every time you go do his work, he's going to say something to you. And so you get to pour into people. And like that's our mandate, right? Is to love God and to love people. And when we're loving God well, we can't help but love people. You can't help but pour into others' lives. And I think an amazing thing is that when we're pouring, far more than not, we get poured back into. We get to hear from God. We get fed back in. I find, for me, it feels like way more than I give out. And in my time here at Oasis, I've got to do a lot of pouring. And it has been a joy, a great joy. And I thank God every day for that. I thank God for all of you. And I know that this is an amazing place, that Oasis is the place, is such a great place for you to come and for you to learn, but also for you to receive, to be poured into, but you get to go out and pour into people. There's like this amazing like flow. I don't know. I'm going to stop the analogy, but. And it has been a joy to be able to serve here. But I know that there's a ton of you in this room who have spoken God's love or God's truth or God's words to me. And I have been poured right back into far more than I feel like I've even poured. Sorry. But my prayer is that you would go from here and that you would be attentive, looking for where God is moving. And the more that you look for it, the more you're going to find God moving. And the more you're going to want to relate with people and relate with God. And it just like starts to snowball. And this is an amazing community to be connected to find community with, and to have brothers and sisters in Christ for the rest of the days of your life, even though we're all gonna splinter off and go to different ways. being the body of Christ has such a more profound, bigger impact than that. That as each and every person goes from here and connects with different churches, we get to see in like these little ways when we go somewhere else, the way that the whole body is connected, the way that God is moving. And we get to hear.